Items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to the Jeff Wack.
Good morning.
Oh my goodness, that's really loud. Sorry, everybody. Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where if you weren't deaf before, you are now. It's the last day of May. How crazy is that?
I know already.
Right?
And it's starting to feel like summer up here in the North State.
It is. Yeah, right. Last week it got up to 98.
Yeah, I don't think we've quite cracked 100 yet.
Not yet. Not that I know of.
Which is pretty good for us. And
yeah.
I'm happy, but it's coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, not this week. This week is supposed to be back down into the mid-80s.
I know. It's so weird.
And I don't like this oscillating, you know, temperature. If it stays at 98, you can get used to 98. 98, you'll live. But 98, 88, 98, 88, not going to work.
Yeah.
Makes me unhappy.
I know. It doesn't give your body any time to adjust or
no.
Anything like
and then you're
that.
Just hanging out in a pool, and then you come out, and you look like a lobster.
Yeah. Although, if you notice, the global scientists are very confused because they say that there's a huge El Nino event building. And they actually expect this winter to be one of the wettest on record in
That's
California.
That's what they said last year, too, though.
How can that be?
Yeah, I thought we were in such a major drought that this is going to be a permanent thing and that we were all...
Well, the funny thing is when I was in school, I was told, you know, California runs in 740 and 100-year cycles for its weather.
Mm-hmm.
And we're right in the middle of that 40. We're right at the end of the 40-year cycle because the last drought was in 1977.
Yeah, and one was really bad. Was it worse than this?
Yeah, it was actually worse than the one that we're in now.
I was going to say more of Shasta Lake showed the actual tops of buildings and stuff, didn't it?
Yeah, it was
really creepy.
Pretty heavy in 1977. And we have more water storage than we did then, mm-hmm. not a lot more, but we have some more, yet we're worse off in this drought than we were in 1977.
Mm.
And, you know, a lot of us know why that is. It's because they're dumping the water out. Well, all 29 of them.
Yeah.
You know, that are...
I was listening to the radio this week, and they actually said that there are so few Delta smelt that they cannot naturally exist any longer. They can't breed enough to actually...
Well,
they're going to go extinct no matter what you do. You have to put them in some sort of a hatchery or something like that in order to build them up and then reintroduce them back into the Delta, or they're going to go extinct no matter what.
Well,
or something like that.
Here's
my
question.
Interesting.
Why are people that are so rabid believers in evolution so arrogant to think that they can stop it? I mean, really.
It's like reverse psychology.
Well, I mean, you know, the survival of the fittest and, you know, things evolve and things like that. And some species die off because they're not fit to meet the changes of their environment. Yet these humans that believe in that are arrogant enough to think that they can stop it. I find it odd and illogical.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a double standard there.
It is. So, but... what did we want to get into today? I think we kind of wanted to get in on representation and some of the things that are going on with that. And
did you end up going to the Veterans Cemetery last week? Did you make it to the evening service?
No, I was in and out of the hospital a lot with family.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
My Memorial Day weekend was kind of kind of busy.
Yeah. So. Okay. Because I went to the morning one at Lawncrest. It was really thin.
Really?
Really thin.
I saw pictures of the one at Igo Ono, and it looked pretty packed.
Okay, good.
So,
because I was kind of hoping that, you know, maybe they're taking over, you know, the big shindig, so more people go there. Because I was really kind of disappointed. I was like, there is nobody
well,
here.
Well, the vet cemetery, they had the flyover and, you yeah. know, the whole big deal. And it looked like a pretty good crowd to me.
Okay.
And a lot of people, I know people all over the country. I talked to a lot of people. And there did seem to be a kind of a focus on Memorial Day being about the vets and people going to events and remembering what
good.
It's about. To be perfectly honest, a lot of what's been going on, I'm seeing kind of a shift in people. And yeah. I'm starting to feel a little bit more excited.
You know? Kind of the rise of the plebeians.
Yeah, a little bit. You know, you can kind of feel the tremors in the ground as people are starting to wake up and look around. And, you know, some of these Supreme Court cases about districting and representation mm-hmm. out of Texas and California are byproducts of that. People
are getting angry. They're getting frustrated. They're going, why is it this way? Well,
yeah.
50 years ago, they decided it was going to be that way.
Well,
let's go ahead and fix that one.
Well, that's what they're working on. And a couple of them that the Supreme Court are going to take up this coming month are really big. And one of the things is should districting be counted only by voters?
Mm-hmm.
If, you know, anybody under the age of 18, should they be counted into that district or not? Or should it only be eligible voters when you're drawing the district lines?
Mm-hmm.
And then the one out of California, because I can't believe California would do something like this, but they've actually been counting illegal aliens as part of the population when considering how to district, so that the political power and the political representation is actually staying in the urban areas, weird, and with the illegal aliens rather than the citizens. I mean, I can't imagine California has allowed something like that to exist, let alone promoted it.
I would just have to see the documentation on that.
Yeah. I don't believe it. So. But, that is one of the court cases that's coming up next month.
Yeah.
And to me, it's kind of fascinating. We have to have a Supreme Court decision to decide whether citizens should be represented or illegal aliens should be represented.
Well, to take that one step further, why does the Supreme Court have to decide anything within the state to begin with?
Well, because California is kind of making the argument, oh, well, it's your guys' districting law.
Which is true. Yeah. But California doesn't have to do anything with it.
Well, that brings up another Supreme Court case that was settled actually back in 2012 that leans heavily towards the Jefferson movement. And of all things, it was Jefferson County, West Virginia versus the state of West Virginia. Because
mm-hmm.
state of West Virginia redistricted, and basically they broke a county right down the middle, and the county kind of went, wait a minute, you're completely disenfranchising half of us twice.
Yeah.
So you're disenfranchising the whole by splitting us in half, because we here in this county, we have an economic and cultural connection to each other. And by splitting our district, you're breaking our power.
Yeah.
And the state of West Virginia said, oh, well, sorry, one man, one vote. We have to do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
The county of Jefferson sued the state of West Virginia, went all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court said, wait a minute. We have never, ever said anywhere that you have to be equal. We've said that you don't have to be prejudiced.
Yeah. Against race.
Against anything.
Yeah.
It's
expanded since then, but it was mostly
when it began, it was part of the civil rights thing. But what they said is that the state is more than entitled to use their own best judgment and can draw districts, uneven districts, according to economic and cultural considerations.
Well, you did just have a key word there. Best judgment.
Best judgment. That's true.
This is California. Best judgment. Well, let's ask Leland Yee and some Calderon and Wright to get together and use their best judgment.
Are they still voting from their cells?
I know they're still collecting their paychecks.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I haven't looked into it in a long time.
Well,
it'll be another 5 years before they even make it to court. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. Well, I know one buddy of mine that's complaining he hasn't been able to get any good anti-aircraft weapons since Leland Yee went to jail. So, But, you know, so we've got all of these things that are starting to shake loose in the Supreme Court, and they're backing up everything that we've been saying.
Yeah.
And that's one of the great things about the Jefferson movement is the longer we go down the road, the more proof is in the pudding of what we've been trying to tell people all along. What we're doing is absolutely legal. The precedent that we're doing it on is absolutely correct.
And constitutional. Yeah, it's not a Supreme Court case that was decided in 1840 or something like that. This was written into the Constitution in 1787 mm-hmm. by our founding fathers. There's a reason they put this in there, and this is why.
Well, that's because they saw the need to adjust the Republic.
Yeah.
And they understood the expanding of the Republic. Jefferson himself saw the West as possibly its own republic one day that would work in cooperation with the republic in the East, because they understood as you grow in size, you have to grow in representation. But if you grow too large in representation, you lose the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you set up
the
more
pyramid.
Representation. Yeah. So, and those are some of the things that are going on and that we're watching very closely. And June ought to be kind of exciting for us because that allows us to strengthen our arguments.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives California less of a leg to stand on, because California's whole argument has been, oh, well, it's not our choice. We have to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And the Supreme Court's kind of knocking the legs out on that stool and going, no, you're the state. We don't have any sovereign domain over that. As long as you're not doing it in prejudiced fashion to disenfranchise anybody.
And at this point, I would say that they most definitely are.
They are.
Especially when water is involved.
It is.
You really want to talk about a commodity now. You're disenfranchising us, farmers, all rural folk, from having mm-hmm. a say in how that water is allocated in the state of California.
Well, they are drawing their lines prejudicially,
mm-hmm.
and they're doing it to be prejudiced towards people that are not even citizens.
That's a big one.
To disenfranchise the citizenry. And they've been doing it for years now,
mm-hmm.
and they've been doing it at the direction of the governor's office.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing it at the direction of the legislature, because they're strengthening their own power base by doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're about to get a real big slap in the face and say, hey, that's illegal. You cannot disenfranchise citizen voters to strengthen your power base with illegals.
Yeah.
It's absolute nonsense. So
I think it's more. I think it's nefarious. I think it's absolutely more than. I think.
Well, that's I come back to the argument we've been making over the last couple of weeks. We're the loyalists.
Yeah.
You know, I've been doing some research and looking around as I do and start digging in, and I started looking into Jerry Brown from back when he was Jerry Brown, not the cute, cuddly, bald Jerry Brown that he is now.
You mean the Moonbeam?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I watched an interview with him on Firing Line with a guy named William Buckley back in 1981. And he flat lays out that there's not enough room on the planet for everybody, that some people have to go away. Yeah. That there are things that are going to seem wrong in doing it and terrible things.
Seem wrong.
But his reward will not be here on Earth. His reward will be in the afterlife. He flat says it. That guy's dangerous.
Well, he's calmed down a lot since the 80s, hasn't he?
Less drugs.
That helps.
You know.
It does.
But yeah, watching some of these old interviews and some of these old things with Jerry Brown, wow. The guy's scary. He's legitimately scary.
So he's not Moonbeam, he's Scary Beam?
Yeah. He hates entitlement. He believes that anybody that has anything, you know, got it nefariously. Anybody that has any form of wealth or influence or anything, never mind the fact that he comes from a very wealthy family,
mm-hmm.
you know, must have done it somehow wrong and have hurt the little people to do it and have what's coming to them. I mean, he's very clear in some of these interviews back in the late 70s and early 80s as to who this guy is.
Holy moly. Well, we'll leave you with that thought. this is the Jefferson State of Mind, and we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes to talk more about what is going on in the state of Jefferson and around the world, you can call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at KCNR1460.com.
Thanks to citizens like you and your contributions to StandAndFightClubInc.com, January 30th and 31st, the first steps were taken to push back the California Air Resource Board and their regulations that are devastating the California economy. But now is not the time to give up the fight. Now is time to double down. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com and you keep the contributions going and we'll keep the punches coming.
Said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hey, it's Ernie and Dave with a major announcement.
Swap and Sell has moved.
Entertainment for the whole family.
Right. Swap and Sell has moved to 8 to 9 every Saturday morning right here on KCNR.
We talk about yard sales, garage sales, or if you're having a non-commercial fundraiser, join us 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every Saturday.
We're here. That's Swap and Sell with Ernie and Dave right here on KCNR 1460 AM radio.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Are you coming to the tree? But Dad may go down for his love to flee. Strange things did happen, you know, stranger would it be if we met at midnight in the hanging tree.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind.
Mm-hmm.
You can call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com. And what else is going on around here?
Well, you know, Jerry Brown.
Scary Jerry.
That is. It sounds like a bad ice cream. Scary Jerry. But
is it rainbow sherbet flavored?
Yeah, it may be. I mean, and going back and watching some of these old things, you're kind of sitting there going, man, why didn't anybody run these during the campaign against Jerry Brown?
Yeah.
I mean, open people's eyes to who this guy really is and the things that he had to say back in the day. You know, especially the videos and the interviews of him attacking gay rights.
Yeah.
I mean, big time. All of these things that he said back then that he's done like a 180 on, at least publicly. So, and there's no denying that Jerry Brown is a globalist. Absolutely no denying that. And one of the things, have you heard what he's up to now with Oregon and Obamacare?
No.
Well,
what's he got to do with Oregon and Obamacare?
Well, Oregon's Obamacare program completely fell on its face, went bankrupt like within the first 7 months because nobody in Oregon would opt in to Obamacare.
Yeah. What?
So Oregon is flat on its face. Its Obamacare program has failed. So Jerry Brown wants to bail out the Oregon Obamacare program with California's taxpayers' money.
Mm.
He wants to do a quote-unquote joint Obamacare program with California and Oregon where we in California are the ones that are paying for Oregon's Obamacare. Hopefully long enough to get people in Oregon to opt into it.
Hmm.
I'm not even sure that's legal.
Actually, it's not. It's interstate commerce.
I think so. But, you know, it's unconstitutional. It's wrong on a moral level, but that doesn't slow them down. You know,
well, the law rarely slows down criminals.
Well, that's the...
I'm just going to toss that out there.
You know, that's the question is how many people...
Maybe he should assign an executive order about it.
Maybe. But how many people want us to be paying for health care in Oregon?
I don't want to pay for other people's health care, period.
Pretty much.
I can't afford my own. Why should I have to pay for somebody else's?
Yeah, because it's intentionally been broken.
Yeah.
And that's part of the regional agenda. I mean, if you didn't catch the shows back when the governor of Oregon, Kitzhopper, went down because of the pandering and the influence peddling and all of the different things that were going on, remember, that was all tied into Jerry Brown and the governor of Washington and British Columbia. And they're trying to
set up... It was like a West Coast thing.
Yeah, it was basically a Pacific Northwest regional thing that they were trying to set up and cooperate with, completely outside the guidelines of the law.
Speaking of the Pacific Northwest, yeah, there's something funky in our ears right now. We're both looking at each other like, what's in our ears?
Yeah, we're getting a weird hum.
A weird hum in our ears. Mm. No?
Yeah.
Speaking of the Pacific Northwest, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, didn't that pass the Senate?
It did. Well, the fast-tracked passed the Senate to give the president direct authority to negotiate the
Does that go to the House now? Or
yes.
So our only hope lies in the House to knock that one down?
We have no more hope.
You think the House is going to pass it too?
Well, what I heard from the House is that they don't support the Trans-Pacific. They don't support the TPP. They support the TPA. Which is the TPP with the Congress in charge of it, not the
executive branch. They don't care that it's going to destroy the American economy or our sovereign independence as long as they're in charge of it.
Just as long as they can manage it for their campaign.
There we go.
Just as long as they can manage it for their campaign contributors.
Mm-hmm.
The TPP would give the executive branch direct authority to negotiate this, basically like they did with NAFTA.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but
which is a mess.
The TPP or the TPA would leave the reins of power in Congress's hands, but does not do anything to stop the destruction of American workers or our jobs or our manufacturing capabilities. One of the biggest reasons, and nobody talks about it, that our economy is in the dumper that it is now and jobs have been chased offshore is NAFTA. Okay,
yeah. We don't build anything.
Our trade surplus has grown every year since NAFTA was implemented.
Yeah.
And because we no longer have any protections for American workers. Okay, that's why you can't call anywhere to get customer service or anything and somebody in India is answering the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's time for people to start standing up and just call it what it is. NAFTA was horrible.
Yeah. And NAFTA came in
93, 94.
Okay.
And there are a lot of treaty provisions in there that have laid dormant.
Yeah.
That they're in there, but they haven't exercised them. As an example, one that Obama is now exercising is as CARB is killing California truckers, Obama is now exercising NAFTA to allow Mexican national trucking companies to operate throughout the United States and not be compliant to our safety standards or our air quality standards.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Yeah, why are we held to a higher standard? That doesn't make sense. Unless you're going to hold everyone to that standard.
It's globalization.
But it's not. It's tearing down the pillars of American foundations.
That's exactly what they want to
do. Because they're angry. By they, I don't mean other countries necessarily. I mean the people in power here in America, they're angry that we are who we are.
Mm-hmm.
They're angry that we've been the world police for 60 years. They're angry that, I don't know, we won World War II. I don't know. They're just angry.
Well, there's some people like that. And don't forget, Mexico is not our friend.
No.
Mexico has never been our friend.
You want to talk about closing borders? Let's ask them about Guatemala.
Yeah. Mexico is not our friend and has never been. In World War I, the only reason that Mexico didn't attack us is because the Germans defaulted on a gold payment.
Yeah.
World War II, let's talk about the Nazis that were running Mexico City, and I mean, I'm sure a lot of people know that in, you know, when the Germans invaded Poland and Czechoslovakia and all of that. But do you know from 1932 to early 1942, the German army ran on Mexican oil and aluminum and motors?
Mm-hmm.
Not a lot of people know that. They are not our friends. They have always been nationalists.
Yeah.
Okay. Because since the beginning of when the Spanish showed up to take over Mexico, they have always been a caste system. They've always been a class system with the elites on top and the peasants on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And don't ever get confused that communism is about equality. It's not. It's about the elites.
Power.
It is.
Everything goes down to power.
So dealing with a country like that and something like NAFTA, now we get into the TPP and we want to open up even broader destruction of our country, even more denial of our sovereignty to deal with who? A communist country
mm-hmm.
in China. It's and these things are going on, but people are starting to wake up to it.
Yeah.
And they're starting to wake up to the fact that they have no ability to stop it because they don't have representation.
That's the big one, because for the last 25 years, people would buy the $2 shirt instead of the $4 shirt. And now the $4 shirt isn't even available. And then you realize, oh, that $4 shirt was made in America mm-hmm. with American hands and American materials.
Mm-hmm.
And then you wonder why your unemployment line is so long,
yeah.
why so many people are on welfare, why so many people have just given up. I mean, the ghost of the American dream.
Oh,
and then you're going, well, let's change it. Well, now we don't have any money to actually build those factories again because we sold all the materials to China.
Well, we took the money and gave it to these major companies that screwed up in the first place to bail them out.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
And then they take that money to go build factories in China.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't stay here. They didn't take that money and invest it here.
I'm just glad that we had Clash for Conquerors.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
We did have that.
That really boomed the Japanese economy, was it?
With
the Yaris's and the
yeah.
Souls and...
Yeah, all the junk.
Yes.
So, but, you know, and I do. I'm starting to see... I think I really am starting to see a turn and people starting to become aware.
Mm-hmm.
And they've progressed beyond the point of going, hey, something's wrong, to why is something wrong?
And that's the key. That's the clincher right there. Because when they're asking the question, you can have an answer. Because before that, you just browbeat them.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's, you see people new and, you know, new to the fight. And mm-hmm. you go into something like a board of supervisors and you do this presentation and you've got the room packed with hundreds of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then your elected officials look at you and go, yeah, so I don't care what you want.
I love the look on the first-time faces.
Yeah,
they're like, how dare you tell us that? That is so rude.
Yeah, you can always tell the new people, their jaws drop. They're just like...
They do that?
You can't do that. Oh, yeah, they do it all the time. That's nothing yeah. new.
Welcome to the party.
Yeah.
Let's go get a beer.
Now let's explain to you what we do about it.
Yes.
So, do we have a phone call, Bob?
Sorry, yeah, Terry, call back. I accidentally hung up on you.
Oh, all right. Well, before
sorry,
we get, let's sneak off to our half-hour break before we get
yes.
him on, and
yeah.
we'll go ahead and hit that, and then we'll take Terry when we get back.
All right. You can call in at 605-4567 or visit us online in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
They're whispering his name through this disappearing land, but hidden in his coat is a red right hand. Respect, you feel like an insect. Well, don't you worry, buddy, cause here he comes through the ghettos and the barrio and the valley and the slum. His shadow is cast wherever he stands. Stacks of green paper in his red right hand.
Using junk science that wouldn't even meet the standards of a high school science fair.
California Air Resources Board and the Environmental Protection Agency have written regulations that are devastating the California economy. They are costing people their jobs, their homes, their livelihoods, and their families. This must be stopped. Help us continue the fight against CARB. Go to StandAndFightClubInc.com now and contribute to keep the fight going.
Do you think that the government is going to take care of you?
Do you believe the government is telling you the truth?
Do you believe mainstream media is telling you the truth?
Do you believe unemployment has gone down?
Do you think that printing money out of thin air and charging interest on it is constitutional?
Do you think it's right to enslave the next generation with debt?
Do you believe that we are following the Constitution as intended by our founders?
Are you self-reliant?
Are you ready for the economic collapse that is coming? Do you want the truth?
Sovereign Minds Radio moves to a new time, 9 to 11 a.m. Sundays. Sovereign Minds Radio, the place to get your news before the revolution starts.
Summer is here and it's time to enjoy the great outdoors. Whether you're headed to the lake, Bernie Falls, going fishing, or throwing a barbecue, Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop for summer fun. Stop by the meat department for the best prices around and try our own country sausage made in store. Mighty Fine has over 1,000 drinks to choose from, and we barbecue every Friday all summer long. So take up a tri-tip, rack of ribs, barbecue chicken, or a Polish dog. Stop by the deli for fried chicken or a sandwich made just the way you like. We are a locally owned and operated family company at 299 and Deschutes in Bella Vista. Mighty Fine Foods, your one-stop shop on the way to the lake.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, it's the beginning of June, and we welcome Enjoy the Magazine with James Masada and Rhonda Ball to find out what's happening in our state. What are all the great things that you can go see, do, and enjoy from Enjoy the Magazine? All this Monday right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me here on KCNR 1460 AM at 6 p.m. on Thursday nights for On the Spot with Linda Bott. You'll hear wonderful interviews with musicians, artists, winemakers, chefs, business owners, and designers, just to name a few. Girls just want to have fun, and we do. Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here with On the Spot with Linda Bott. Brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, and Wind River Casino and Hotel.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we still listen to Nickelback.
We do. We listen to all kinds of stuff.
Oh, man. So.
I believe we have ourselves a caller on the
line. We do. Is Terry still there?
I'm here. Hello, nephew. Hello, niece. How are you?
Hello,
hey, Uncle Terry.
Hey, this Monday night at 6 o'clock at 2570 Bonneview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church, we have a very special program for the Tea Party. And we are going to have Kayla Brown and Red Smith from Jefferson State of Mind, Mark and Linda Kent from Sovereign Minds, and Pete Peters from Freedom in Action. And we're going to be talking about radio. We're going to be talking about media. We're going to be talking about the truth being brought to the people. And it should be a very interesting program. We'll have a round table. We'll have a few questions we'll ask from the stage. We'll connect the dots, so to speak, and then we'll have people that can have Q&A on any different subject. And all three programs really give a complete spectrum of what's going on in America, all the way from local all the way to the federal government.
Awesome.
That is absolutely true. And it is the best source, I believe, for what's actually going on up here in the North State, to actually hear things that you don't hear from the mainstream media, because they're either not covering it or they're unaware of it, or recently they're plagiarizing it.
Are you serious? I missed that one.
Yeah.
Dang it.
Well, it's the greatest form of flattery is
that's
to
true.
Be copied.
It is.
So, You know, there's a newspaper. I'm just going to start sending my articles to directly and go, hey, you don't have to copy them. You know, just put my name on them and you can print them. I don't care.
I'll send you a dollar.
So,
that's funny.
Yeah, it ought to be a good show.
I think it'll be good. And, you know, I had a lot of time to spend with Pete Peters this last week and chat with him. And, you know, at one time we'll get Paul Preston in there too. We're going to bring him in from Agenda 21 Radio.
Yeah,
that's an amazing program. We'll be bringing him in. But what we want to do is we want to start featuring, the news media that's, you know, that's telling the truth, mm-hmm. and feature that because people do have an alternative. I mean, you know, all this other great stuff that we have, and Reading is a neat place to live, and I know Monday is Enjoy the Magazine Day, and that's good. There's a lot of fun things to do here in Reading, a lot of neat things, but, you know, really and truly, as we look around, I'm not trying to be the purveyor of doom here, but things probably aren't quite the way they should be, you think?
Mm-hmm. Always room for improvement.
Yeah. You mean the
or a lot of improvement.
The honeymoon's over.
All right, you two. Well, listen, have a wonderful day. Great program. And I'll talk to you both Monday night, 6
All
o'clock.
Right.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Sounds good.
6 p.m. at 2570 South Bonneview. And it's always hopping down there, too.
Yeah, come down, ask us questions, tell us we're crazy, throw vegetables at us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't figure my job's done right unless I get something thrown at me. So definitely come down, check it out. And,
yeah.
You know, we got Sovereign Minds coming on next. And
that, you want to talk about the economy or anything involving the economy, that is the show to listen to.
Yeah,
it
and,
really is.
And some of the other things that are, you know, going on at a higher level. And it just it kind of comes down to tying in a lot of what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can listen to us over here, and then you can listen to Sovereign Minds, and you can listen to the stuff that Freedom in Action and mm-hmm. Agenda 21 puts on. And if you listen to it in isolation, you kind of go, eh, well, yeah, maybe. But if you start to listen to it and connect the dots to it, you kind of go...
Scary.
Yeah.
Scary Jerry.
It's Scary Jerry.
You learn about Scary Jerry.
So,
no, it is amazing once you do start connecting the dots of how the economy plays into... trade agreements, how trade agreements play into Supreme Court cases, how Supreme Court cases play into your everyday lives and all that. So,
well, that's the TPP or the TPA, however they want to couch it, represents the absolute destruction of American sovereignty. What bit we have left of it? I mean, NAFTA went a long way towards doing that, and this is just, you know, another one of the final nails in the coffin with the destruction. And I don't understand... And this is where we have to get away from the Republican-Democrat argument, because who's throwing us under the bus with the TPP? Who is destroying the American citizens? I mean, let's be honest about it. It's the Republicans are hell-bent for leather to get this thing passed. It's not the Democrats are trying to fight them tooth and nail, and I don't think an American with good conscience can support the TPP or the TPA or whatever acronym they want to disguise it under,
mm-hmm.
you know, and to support the destruction of the sovereignty of your own country just so that you can root for one political party is insanity.
Yeah.
And these people need to be called on the carpet for it.
Well, it's not one or the other. Even George Washington said that the two-party system will eventually destroy America.
That's true.
I mean, if George Washington could see it, you know, 275 years ago, math's not my strong subject.
Well, that's... They tried to warn us of a great deal of many things mm-hmm. that we didn't want to listen to, we didn't want to pay attention to. We're smarter than them, you know.
Yeah.
So they spent a lot of time and a lot of effort, and these are a lot of brilliant people that spent decades figuring out how to set up the country the best that they could. And, you know, somebody that's thinks that they can reinvent the wheel better.
Yeah. Well, every generation tries to do that to a point. I think that's kind of what we're seeing a little bit, too. So,
well, it is kind of interesting because I have a lot of hope for the coming generation because I see a lot of interesting things because they're not really willing to put up with the BS from either side.
Well, we've been lied to our entire lives.
Yeah, that's
true. And if we can't see through it, then we need to be hit with an ugly stick.
And that is true, as our generation
has been. That's
great,
from the 90s.
Yeah. We have been lied to the whole way, and we know it.
Yeah.
So I think we have a very skeptical but hopeful generation coming.
Yeah.
They're just tired of the nonsense.
Indeed. And we do have a call. Chris, how are you doing this morning?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you guys?
Doing pretty good.
Hey, when you're talking about this trade agreement, it's kind of funny. I got a phone call here last week or the week before, but I'm a Teamster member. I would say proud Teamster member, but that'd probably be a lie. So anyways, I'm a Teamster member, and I get a call from the Teamsters saying, hey, have you heard about this trade agreement? And I said, well, first of all, more than likely, whatever you're for, I'm probably against, but go ahead. And they wanted me to call my senator and tell her that I'm against this, what I call Dianne Feinstein. I said, well, I don't believe Dianne Feinstein will take a call from me. And I said, you know, when are you people going to learn? I said, you back Bill Clinton with millions of Teamster dollars, and mm-hmm. he signed NAFTA and ended up, you know, basically stabbing you in the back. I said, now, you know, you backed Obama and given him millions of dollars and got him elected, and now he's stabbing you in the back with this thing. When are you going to learn? And, you know, they said, well, we wanted you to reach out to our Teamsters, brothers and sisters. I said, well, I'll tell you what, why don't you ask my Teamsters, brothers and sisters, if they want their union dues going to Democratic candidates that end up stabbing them in the back as soon as they're elected. So mm-hmm. I think the poor woman probably, I felt almost sorry for her that she got my name of all names to have to call and ask me this, but
yeah.
It is what it is. So
yeah.
Pretty disturbing. I don't know. Like I say, it blows my mind. It's what have they done for you? You know, kind of like the same thing with the inner cities. What have they done for you? You're in the same spot you were 50 years ago. When are you going to learn? But whatever. Can't fix stupid, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of what's going on. And I think what it comes down to is people need to stop putting their own self-interests ahead of everything. Stop being single-issue voters and stop allowing yourself to be pandered to over that single issue and ignore everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Take the blinders off and start to see the forest for the tree in front of you.
Yeah.
Because if they promise you one thing and you ignore everything else, they're just going to screw you another way.
Yeah.
And it's come down to both sides. The brand has no meaning anymore. The Republican brand, the Democrat brand, has no meaning anymore. It's become such a broad spectrum, and there's so much crossover.
And no matter what, they seem to be achieving the same goal, even though they're on opposite sides saying that that's not what they're trying to do.
Yeah.
Too. So I think that plays a lot into it.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that kind of surprises me with the unions, you know, kind of fighting the State of Jefferson movement, because I think to myself, how many union jobs did you lose when they shut down the logging and they shut down the mills and they, you know, shut down the logging trucks bringing the mm-hmm. logs out of the woods? How many union jobs were lost with this ridiculous environmental movement and the Spotted Owl? I mean, why are you guys fighting a movement that more than likely would bring tons of union jobs along with every other job back to the North State.
Bring prosperity.
Yeah, I don't, you know, exactly. I mean, Jefferson State is not about, you know, going out there and trying to get more non-union jobs. We just want more jobs, period. And, mm-hmm. you know, if you can unionize the jobs that come here, great. Good for you. There's something in it for you. But why are you fighting the State of Jefferson when, you know, quite frankly, you've lost tens of thousands of union jobs with the current conditions in California. So,
yeah.
You know, let's stop fighting and working together. Anyway, that's all I got to say, guys. I'll see you tomorrow night.
All right.
See you later, Chris.
Well, thank you, Chris.
Okay. Thanks.
And I think it's almost a little bit like that Helsinki syndrome, you know, when you're taken hostage and then you start to identify with your hostage taker. And
Stockholm syndrome?
Yeah, what I call it.
Helsinki?
Yeah, Stockholm
syndrome.
What's
Helsinki?
Thank you. It's a capital of another Norwegian country.
Yeah.
Or Scandinavian country. But yeah, Stockholm syndrome, where you're taken hostage.
Oh, I get it, yeah.
And you start to identify with them a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
then before you know it, you're doing what they want and everything else.
Well, to be perfectly honest, there's a little bit too of they're afraid to lose the scraps from the table.
Yeah.
And to me, it's really, really sad when you look at the history of the unions and the strength of the union men, to know that they are terrified of losing scraps from the table that they won't do the right thing and stand up for the right thing. That's a pretty sad assessment of what the unions have become. Mm-hmm. Is you take when the unions were formed. I mean, you talk about union men that were willing to stand down armed thugs that were willing to beat them.
Yeah.
And shoot them and try to break them up. And they were willing to stand against that. And now they've evolved into something that is so cowardly that they won't do the right thing because they're afraid their master won't flick them a scrap from the table.
Do you know when and why that happened?
Yeah, I do.
1930s, the communists took over.
Yeah, you want to talk about the SEIU and, you know, it's... And I have some people that I consider very good friends in the unions, and I think in a large part it's kind of a sad narrative what they've become.
Yeah,
they've become,
and a lot of the people who work at the bottom of the totem pole, so to speak, they recognize that and they see that and they go, I don't agree with what they're doing, but I don't have a choice. And that's the other thing too that frustrates me a lot is a lot of jobs you're part of the union or you don't work there anymore. You don't have a choice anymore. So. It's really frustrating.
Well, I think it's a sad and ironic narrative that they've become subservient.
Yeah.
The entire thing that the labor movement was about was to not be subservient.
Yeah.
To be able to negotiate on equal terms, and they don't have that anymore. Mm-hmm. And they are in overdrive to stay subservient.
Yeah. So. And we're going to come back with some solutions here in a few minutes. This is the Jefferson State of Mind, and you can call in at 605-4567 or hang out in our chat room at kcnr1460.com.
Summer is on us at Redding Kia with 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three payments for you. This summer is on us at Redding Kia on Cypress Avenue in Redding, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty and complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchase.
It's free money. 0% financing for 66 months on all new 2015 Sedonas and 2015 Fortes and Optimas, and Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments for you. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Redding Kia wants your trade. Get more for it right now at Redding Kia and get 0% financing for up to 66 months, and Kia Motors will make your first three monthly payments, plus government fees and taxes, any finance charges, dealer document processing charges, any emission testing charges. Must finance through Kia Motors Finance for this special offer on approval of credit. Subject to prior sale ends July 4th.
Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. This summer's on us at Redding Kia.
RedingKia.com.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina. 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Spring Water?
Yes, sir! I'm pure and natural, sir!
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, or Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir!
Mount Shasta Spring Water. Pure and simple. Naturally the best.
And all American, too.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
We didn't start the fire. It was always burning since the world's been turning. We didn't start the fire. No, we didn't.
Welcome back to the Jefferson State of Mind, where we don't start the fires. We just let them burn.
Man, just let them go.
Because it's good forest management, apparently.
Yeah.
I had donuts for breakfast. I'm sorry, guys.
That's okay. But you got to love some good Billy Joel.
You do. Yep. You know, he doesn't sing anymore, does he?
Oh, yeah.
He does?
He's still around.
I only hear his old stuff. I don't hear any of his new stuff. Is he any good still, or is he kind of...
I like the older stuff. The new stuff is a little... I don't know. He's gone the way of Barbara Streisand land over there.
What? Did you just date me?
Yeah, I did. You don't know who Babs is?
Babs. I heard that.
That's Barbara Streisand.
Oh, okay. I've heard of Babs.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, way off on the tangent there. So, but yeah, we were talking about wanting some solutions and some of the things that need to happen. And I believe it just becomes a reawakening. Across the board, from
of people taking back the power that is theirs to begin with.
Yeah,
the power that we have, we abdicated to government or to unions or to people who don't have an empathy for who we are and what we do.
Yeah,
and we just need to take that back.
Unions, wake up! You're selling your souls for scraps from the table.
Yeah.
Republicans, wake up. You're sold your souls to corporate shills.
Yeah.
Democrats, wake up. You're selling your souls to communists and socialists.
Yeah.
Across the board, wake up, country.
Yeah.
Is what it comes down to. And I'm sure I'm going to take some flack for those comments, probably from about everybody now. But it's absolutely true. Pull your head out.
Yeah.
Because we've all been corrupted. We've all been infiltrated. And... It's time to wake up and stand up and say, stop saying I'm this or I'm that. You're an American.
Yeah.
If you don't know what that means, go to the library before they close it and find out what it is. Or before they throw the books away that tell you what it is to be an American.
Yeah.
Do your research. Understand it. I mean, let me ask you a question. How many people could pass an 8th grade constitution test?
Or the citizens test.
Yeah, or a test to become a citizen of the United States. How many people could do that? How many of our elected officials could do that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, get to understand and know what it is to be an American, what it's about. Do your civic duty. Do your due diligence. Have your eternal vigilance and understand what it is to be an American, why it works to be an American, and get on board with it and put the self-centered, oh, well, what about me and what about this?
What about my pension?
Yeah.
What about, you know, my benefits or my this or my that? You have to remember, we cannot enslave the next 5, 6, 7, 8 generations on debt because we're too lazy to suffer a little bit.
Yeah. That's exactly what it comes to.
When you look at the older generation, the ones who survived the Dust Bowl, the ones who survived the Great Depression, they still have little quirks. They still fold up used foil, for Pete's sake, okay? And not for their tinfoil hats. I'm talking like they actually reuse their foil, you know?
Yeah.
They learn to be so frugal that it carried throughout their entire life. So why do we throw away computers that are still good just to buy more from China?
Yeah.
Where did that level of respect for, dare I say it, your environment, the people around you, your parents or your children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, where did that turn into, oh, me, my? That's not the American way
baby
of life.
Boomers. I'm not going to lie about it. It's the damn baby boomers.
Yeah, they didn't want their kids to go through what they had to go through and so on.
Self-righteous, self-entitled, and,
gentle,
you know.
This is the end of the show. I can't, you know.
Well, to be perfectly
make
honest.
Make it better.
Okay, the crybaby commies from the 60s that ran around and going, oh, America's bad and evil are in charge now.
Let's just be honest about it. I can't disagree with that. Positive notes. We only have 30 seconds left, Robert.
But I see it turning around. Your kids are smarter than you are. Thank God.
Yeah, your kid may be an honor student, but you're an idiot. That one?
Oh, gosh.
This is why I'm on the radio. I have to keep him in line.
I'm going to so get beat up Monday night now.
Oh, you're kidding. Yeah.
I am. So, but sorry, I cannot tell a lie.
All right. Again, if you want to talk to us again in person, we're going to be at the 2570 South Bonneville in Reading at 6 p.m. tomorrow night. And we'll be back again next week because this is the Jefferson State of Mind.
It is.
It's time to make it yours, Jeffersonians.
It is. It's the only way to get me off the radio. Give it a speak. All right. Have a good one.
News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Secretary of State John Kerry is cutting short his European trip after breaking his leg this morning in a bicycle crash. Kerry was taken by helicopter to Geneva's main medical center after apparently hitting a curb with his bike on the French side of the Swiss border. X-rays show a fracture of the right femur. He's heading home to Boston for treatment, canceling a four-nation trip. Vice President Joe Biden's son, Beau, is being remembered a day after he lost his battle with brain cancer at 46.
Beau Biden was a lawyer, member of the Delaware National Guard, and former Delaware Attorney General. In early May, he was hospitalized for an undisclosed reason. In 2010, Biden suffered a mild stroke and underwent surgery at a Texas cancer center in 2013 to remove what was described as a small lesion. He announced last year he would not seek a third term as Attorney General and instead planned to run for governor in 2016. Beau Biden was 46. Ron DeRockstra, SRN.